In Japan, the native songs of Okinawa remain enormously popular. Internationally, Okinawan music has been featured in works by Western artists like Rai Cooter and the world music label of David Byrne. Lucy Kraft recently paid a visit to Okinawa to find the secret of its success.
Sitting cross-legged on the campus of Okinawa University, student Kazuki Oyama runs through a number with his performing arts club. The long-necked instrument they're playing looks like a banjo, but it's covered in snakeskin and has just three strings. Oyama says the simple-looking instrument, known as the sanshin, is tough to master.
Unlike the guitar, you pluck the strings one at a time, and the music is not written as notes, but as Chinese characters.
British writer John Potter was so besotted with the Okinawan vibe, he moved here 3 years ago.
More than anywhere else in Japan, Okinawan music still plays a big part in people's lives. Even though younger people might be more interested in modern pop music and hip-hop and things like that, they would also, even if they didn't have a tremendous interest in Okinawan music, they'd also know about it because it's just there all the time.
Okinawans are renowned for their longevity, strong community ties, and laid-back attitude. That's kept traditional music front and center as native music grew irrelevant in the rest of modern Japan. Music here is so ubiquitous, Potter says, it even follows Okinawans long after they're gone, played right at gravesites when families pay respects to their ancestors. Still very much present in this life, patrons stop by for a beer at the Shima Umui pub in downtown Naha. 41-year-old musician Taku Oshiro says his lyrics, sung in the vanishing Okinawan dialect, cover the full range of human drama.
Since this is music by the common folk, the themes are love, romantic problems, or someone got drunken in hot water. They're like songs anywhere. It's also about life lessons and hopes for a good harvest.
Okinawan music, which dates back centuries, features the call and response phrasing, also common in African cultures.
The sanshin comes in between the words. It fleshes out the words, fills in the spaces in between the words, rather than playing melodies. So it's used in a kind of different way to maybe a guitar accompaniment. You won't find a big sanshin solo in the middle of a song. It's simply used to accompany the words and to make the words stand out more.
Ethnomusicologist Matt Gillon says this music, once the culture of a scorned Japanese underclass, has been dramatically rehabilitated in recent decades. He recalls an elderly sanshin musician who was warned early in his life to find a different career.
The sanshin had this image of rather undesirable characters who drank too much and messed around with women. So he became a professional musician anyway. About 7 years ago, he was made a living national treasure by the Japanese government.
Sanshin has also been blended with Western instruments to create a hybrid like this hit Haisai Ojisan by local legend Shokichi Kina. Repeatedly subject to foreign occupation, Okinawans remarkably don't sing the blues. It strikes outsiders as ironic given the former independent kingdom's turbulent and tragic history. In their art, as in their lives, Okinawans keep saying things will all work out in the end. For NPR News, this is Lucy Kraft in Tokyo.